Hello, we're connecting as Herbie and Georgia to help us better understand what is most important to people across some topics. Your participation is very important to the success of this research. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. So just to let you know, we are going to be conducting a couple of questions right here, the way that we can remove you from the call list. So next one, when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and 10 means it is a very important issue to you. The first one, abortion rights?
4.
Next one, K-12 education?
10.
Climate change?
8.
Next one, racism and discrimination?
8.
Voting rights?
6.
Next one, criminal justice reform?
6.
Next one, student loan debt?
4.
Next one, democracy or democracy?
8.
Yeah, I mean, so using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and 10 means it's a very important issue to you. So, democracy. So what do you think about it? Is it an important issue or not
an important issue? I think it's very important. Is it an important issue for the election? Probably not. But it's okay, 10.
Okay, thank you. Next one, inflation and the cost of living?
10.
Next one, jobs and wages?
What was that one again?
Yeah, jobs.
I think you broke it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Jobs.
Wages.
That's correct. Wages.
Wages. Okay. Jobs and wages. 10.
Thank you. Healthcare.
7.
Thank you. Next one. Reproductive freedom.
4.
Next one. Immigration.
9.
Last one, crime and violence.
10.
Thank you. Let me move forward in this. As you may know, there will be an election for presidents, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote?
10.
Thank you. What is your race?
Caucasian or white.
Thank you. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you. What is the year of your birth?
1968.
Thank you. Just one moment. Okay. What is the highest level of school you have complete or the highest degree that you have received?
An advanced degree.
And I'm sorry, if you can repeat it one more time, please.
I have an advanced degree. What are my choices for you?
Thank you. So advanced degree, that means like a professional degree as well, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. All right, no matter how frequently you vote in election, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of powers to make change on issues that matter to you.
1.
Thank you. How much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means the black community has no power at all. Okay, thank you. And 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community. You said 1, correct?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organization, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinions or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate it. The first one, Brian Kemp. Next one, Andrew Dickens.
4.
Thank you. Next one, Brad Raffensperger.
4.
Next one, Tim Walz.
4.
J.D. Vance.
4.
Raphael Warnock.
4.
Last one, John Ossoff.
4.
Thank you. Let me move forward. Just to let you know, we are in the middle of the survey. Then with a couple of questions, we're going to be done with this. I do appreciate your patience. I know this has been a long wait off, but it's the November 2024 election for presidents. We're held today. For whom would you vote?
What are my choices?
Oh, I mean, it's actually your opinion, just to make sure.
If I could vote for anybody, I'd vote for Condoleezza Rice.
You're saying, what was your choice, I'm sorry?
Condoleezza Rice.
Okay.
Would be my choice. If I could make my choice and pick anybody on the planet, I would pick Condoleezza Rice.
I understand what you're saying. So now, just if we want to choose one, for example, in regards of Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Colonel Wills, Jill Stein, what are going to be your choice?
I'm still undecided.
Okay.
I don't know who of that bunch I'm going to vote for.
Okay, but I understand you are undecided, but if you have to choose, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Carnivals, you'll say?
If I had to choose right now, I would skip the vote. I wouldn't vote for any of them.
Okay, thank you. All right, I know this has been a long wait off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
The Republican.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Oh, that's a good question. I voted for the Libertarian candidate, but I don't even remember who that was now.
Oh, I see. All right, so you're saying you don't...
I can't remember her name. It wasn't Jill Stein. It was, I can't remember who the Libertarian candidate was.
Okay, I understand. So just give me one.
If you have a list of names, I could probably figure it out if you stated the names.
Yeah, I mean, as much as I remember, so in the 2020 general election for presidents, there was listed Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Joe Jorgensen, Howie Hawkins as well.
Google it. Give me one second.
Sure. Please take your time. No problem.
2020 Libertarian presidential candidate. Joe Jorgensen. There we go.
Okay, perfect. Joe Jorgensen. Thank you. All right. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stay the same, better, or much better?
Probably much worse.
Okay, thank you. Some people say that no matter who people vote for, it will make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
It probably makes a big difference.
Okay, thank you. Below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that that person or event certainly prevent progress, and 5 means that you're not sure, and 0 means that you believe that that person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. The first one.
I'm saying whether or not they prevented progress.
Okay. So
Correct. Let
me just...
Yeah,
that's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let me just read to you the options or you know, persons and
sure.
Evidence.
Sure, go ahead. Yeah. Yep.
Thank you. First one, your local mayor?
So is the scale high if they prevented progress or the scale low if they prevented progress?
Yeah, just to
well,
yeah.
What was a 10 again?
Mm-hmm. Again, so 0 means is certainly didn't prevent progress. 5 means that
didn't
you
prevent
not...
progress.
Correct.
Okay, so 0 for my mayor. My mayor was pretty good.
Okay, thank you. Now, Vice President Harris?
10.
Next one, black voters?
5.
Next one, Democrats in the Georgia General Assembly?
10.
Next one, COVID-19 recovery?
That's probably a 10, too.
Okay. And last one, Democrats in the U.S. Congress.
10.
Thank you. Let me move forward on this. Below is a list of some policies, developments, and statements that have an impact on many black people's lives. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each one would motivate you or people in your network to vote from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it will strongly motivate you to vote, if 5 means that you're not sure, and 0 means that the policy would not motivate you to vote at all. You may choose any number from 0 to 10, okay? So the first statement.
Yeah.
Because we vote, the Consumer Financial Protection Board announced a major initiative to remove medical debts from credit reports for over 15 million Americans. This policy change is projected to boost credit scores by an average of 20 points, providing significant financial relief and improving access to credit for millions of individuals.
Yeah, I'm going to say that's about a 4.
Okay. Thank you. Next one. Because we vote, in March, the Consumer Financial Protection Board took a significant step to protect consumers by reducing credit card late fees from $32 to $8. This change is expected to save consumers a substantial $10 billion annually, demonstrating the board's commitment to easing financial burdens and promoting fair credit practices.
4.
Thank you. Next one. Black voters should recognize the progress that has been made toward collective black power, while there is still much work to be done. Patience with each other is essential as we continue the path to future progress.
5.
Thank you. Next one. Because we demand funds for HBCUs, the American Rescue Plan invested over $2.7 billion in historically black college and universities, the largest ever. Over $260 million went to Haight Georgia schools, with help required for direct student financial relief through grants, debt discharge, and other aid.
4.
Last one, because we protested together, this administration has banned to knock warrants and check holes and mandatory body cameras for all officers. When state prosecutors fail, federal hate crimes laws were used to convict the murderers of Helen Arbery and Breonna Taylor.
4.
Thank you. Let me move forward on this. Just to let you know, thank you for your responses so far. I'm going to ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay. Please answer based on how you feel right now. We are in the last part of this RB, just to let you know. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not, your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
Yeah, 1.
Thank you. How much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means the Black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
1.
Thank you. As you may know, there will be election for president of the U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But it's instance now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote?
10.
Thank you. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Much worse.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I am registered to vote.
Thank you. When did you register to vote at your current address?
2000.
Okay, 2000. Thank you. Just one moment. All right. How did you register to vote?
Back then, I'm pretty sure it was in person.
Okay, in person. Thank you. Do you consider yourself, 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual,
1.
Or 4, something else? All right, 1.
1.
All right, are you married? I'm sorry, are you marrying, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, widow?
Married.
Thank you. Are you the parent of guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
Thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
More towards the Republican.
Thank you. How would you describe your employment status?
Employed.
You said unemployed? Is that what you said?
No, I am employed. I have a permanent position.
Oh, that means full-time, right?
Full time.
Thank you. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimated is fine.
$170,000.
Okay, thank you. This concludes our survey for today. Thank you very much for your participation and your time, okay?
Thank you. Good luck.
Yeah. Perfect. Thank you very much, and have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.